This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug, do you know if they lose to the Jets, we have to bring back the groans, don't you?
I don't. I think, you know, this is a young team as far as playing together, and I think, you know, as the weeks go on, we're going to see the team improve. You know, Ozzie Newsome used to always tell me that it takes you four weeks of the regular season to really figure out what your team's all about. And I think with the number of new pieces and parts that they have, that, you know, they're still trying to figure out some of it.
Doug, just how surprised were you at that fourth quarter? We knew it could be a close game. I mean, I thought they would win this by double digits, but we knew the Titans can hang in there. They've got veterans. They are well coached. At least they have been in the 1 year and one game of Vrabel. But how surprised were you of what you saw in the fourth quarter?
I think my comment to Jim was I didn't see this one happening. But I think, you know, I was surprised. You know, obviously when you have the penalties early on, then you get the turnovers to compound the problems. You know, and one thing you can't forget is, you know, Tennessee has been 9-7 the last 3 years. They've been a good football team, and last year they had a shot at the playoffs, and Mariota missed the last game against the Colts. Otherwise, they might have been in. But you know, it's just because you have a bunch of great players, you got to turn great players into a good team, and that's a work in process.
Obviously, the offensive line under the microscope. Now, depending on who you talk to, some will say, at least the analytics people, say the numbers show the offensive line was decent and Baker held onto the ball too long. What did you see with your highly trained eye?
Well, they're not highly trained and they're getting a little weaker every day. But I think, you know, obviously, you know, there was a combination. It's never just one thing. I mean, there's times where, you know, Baker did hang on to the ball too long. And I think, you know, one of the things that you got to look at is trying to move Baker around in the pocket, you know, with some bootlegs and rollouts. That, you know, help the protection. But, you know, you lose your left tackle, then all of a sudden your right tackle goes over to play left tackle, and he hasn't played there for, you know, quite a while. You know, you can't expect to get the same level of play that you would normally have if you had the same five guys in the same spots. With that said, you know, unfortunately, with all the penalties in the first half and getting behind the chains, they had to, you know, really abort the running game. Because, you know, if you go back to last year, Freddie ran the ball a heck of a lot more than he did Sunday.
Doug Deegan joining us on the show. So how do you go about that business going into the game against the Jets, especially the penalty thing? How do you go about reducing penalties from 1 week to another?
Just play smarter. I mean, there's, you know, there's penalties that happen that, you know, it's just a part of the game where, you know, you're trying to make a play and you get your hands outside or something like that. But you got to, you know, it's one thing to be physically beat, but when you make stupid penalties, you're getting mentally beat. And that's the one thing that, you know, you definitely can control.
Doug, when it comes to those penalties, we always wonder, is that on the coaches? Is that on the players? Where does that that lack of discipline come from? Do you expect them to shore up a lot of that this week?
Well, I would expect him to shore it up. Otherwise, I think Freddie is going to go ballistic on him. And not that he probably hasn't already, but, I mean, you got to realize you can't hurt yourself. You know, they beat themselves in the first half there with, I think they had 10 of their 18 penalties in the first half, and they never got into a rhythm. You know, that's the one thing. You know, Baker likes to get into a rhythm and, you know, move the ball down the field. And if you're always, you know, going from second and 15 or second and 20, that makes it tough.
The great Doug Deegan joining us on the show. So, Doug, what do you think was the most egregious thing back on Sunday? Because you said, this was the worst loss since 99?
I think it's been one of the worst losses since 99 for sure. I mean, especially when you had the expectations where I think we all had them, that, you know, they were going to come out and they were going to be a good competitive football team that, you know, was going to, you know, either, you know, probably have a chance to win it at the end, and never got to that point. And, you know, when you start off the game and you miss an extra point, then all of a sudden, you know, things start going south on you. And they went south on them because they kept getting these penalties.
What'd you think of that revamped defensive line? The numbers, I mean, they got to Mariota in all, I think, about five times, but overall, what'd you see out of them?
Well, you know, obviously they did a nice job, but, you know, I think, you know, in the secondary we had some trouble to stand with some people. And then, you know, when they came out and they ran that 75-yard screen pass, that just broke their back. And then, you know, now you're forcing throws, and that's where Baker got into problems.
How big of a problem could it be, their schedule coming up, just because of the – not the opponent necessarily even, but the timing, where you have Monday night, then Sunday night, then a regular – then Monday night again after that. That's only in the first 5 weeks of the season, Doug.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, people don't realize it, but, you know, you get your body accustomed to playing at a certain time. You get into a routine. And, I mean, as you get older, you find out when you stay up a little later, then all of a sudden you're staying up late all the time. But, you know, for the young guys, you know, it's a new experience. And, you know, it's an adjustment. And you're flying to the, you know, the West Coast. You're like you say, you're playing on you know, primetime games in the middle of the early in the season, and the whole focus is on you, and there's a lot of pressure there, and they just got to, you know, go out and play the kind of football they're capable of.
What's the most memorable Monday night game you ever played in?
Oh, gosh. I think we beat the Cowboys on a Monday night game. Tom Darden had an interception, and I think that was the most memorable because Gerald Ford came in the locker room afterwards.
Gerald Ford came in the locker room and talked to you guys? Did you get to shake his hand?
Didn't get to shake his hand, but Tom Darden had an interception, and he was real proud of the Michigan man.
That's the only reason Gerald Ford came into the locker room?
No, but that was one of the things he said when he did come in the locker room.
Did you guys take a knee and let him talk to you guys like he was the coach?
No, he just you know, said hello, and that was it.
Man, that would be really, really cool. I had no idea. Was this down in Texas, or was that up here?
That was up here.
He was in town for that game?
Yeah, he was at the game.
I'll be dipped. Go ahead there, Anthony. I'm sorry. That's incredible.
All right, Doug Deacon, join us on the hotline. What'd you think with, again, those highly trained eyes, which you said have weakened a little bit, when you saw the watch on Odell Beckham all the way up there for the press box?
I never saw that watch.
Gosh.
I could put all my salaries together for 14 years, and I couldn't afford that watch.
It's normally a retirement gift for some, but
yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. I think if I paid that much, I'd take a little bit better care of it. Well, I sure hope it's got a guarantee.
Doug, did you have a problem with him wearing a watch?
I didn't even know it. I mean, I got no problem with it. I mean, I don't know why you would wear one, but, you know, hey, if that's, you know, floats your boat, then, you know, you wear the watch. But obviously the NFL, you know, it's one of those things that you are supposedly not supposed to be able to wear, and they have, you know, it's like pulling your socks up. I mean, you're out there trying to beat up somebody for 60 minutes, and they're worried about whether or not your socks are up.
They haven't played a lot in the preseason together, and then obviously Sunday was their first game. How long does it take for a group of guys to get to know each other as a team?
I think I'll go back to Ozzie's statement, about 4 weeks. I think, you know, four games together, because, you know, the speed of the preseason and the speed of the regular season are, you know, different. And, you know, teams really, you know, game plan to beat you. And, I mean, you know, the one thing that, you know, now Baker's been on film from last year, teams have a chance to look at him and, you know, see what – maybe how you can take him out of the game or affect him with the pass rush. And, you know, the fact that we've, you know, got some new pieces and parts and we had to change some of them on the offensive line, all those things, you know, go into consideration. But the longer you play together, you know, the better you become as a team. And then, you know, somebody once said, you know, you can't be a great team until you're a good team.
Did you ever talk to fans when you were on the sidelines? Did you ever get into it with fans?
Not really. I had a stress fracture in my arm down in Cincinnati 1 year, and they had to take me to the hospital during the middle of the game. And as I was walking off the field, I remember a fan yelling, don't forget where you got it, 73. And, you know, you kind of want to go up in the stands, but you had to go to the hospital.
So would you ever condone going into the stands in the dog pound back in the day?
No, I wouldn't. You know, you leave the game on the field. Now you don't go in the stands. I mean, people pay the money to have that ability to, you know, say things, and you know, sometimes they aren't always the nicest people there. But no, I you know, fans are fans. That's why they call them fans.
if you were Freddie Kitchens, what would you tell this team going into Monday night?
Let's reload and then start from here. I mean, Freddie's not going to change. That's the great thing about Freddie. Freddie is Freddie, and he has that ability to pat you in the back and kick you in the seat of the pants at the same time. And I think, players, I was talking to a couple of them, and they were just saying, how much, they enjoy playing for Freddie because, he's one of them.
Do you think, Doug, right now, the Browns have the answers to their issues on the offensive line in the building right now?
No, I don't think so. I think, the fact that, they traded for a couple guys, we haven't seen, McCray went in and played and actually played halfway decent for, not having played the right tackle position. But, I still think that's a work in progress. You just don't throw five guys together to really not, played together for a number of years and hope that you're going to have that, magic formula because you have to get a feel for one another. And, when you go through these games and tough situations come up like this, it's how you respond to it. And I think this week will be a good test to see. And as you guys were saying earlier, Greg Williams has probably been working on this game plan since he got hired with the Jets. And, he's going to want to come out and show, and he's going to, be aggressive. He's known for that. They blew a big lead last week, and so, they got something to prove, too.
When good things happen, when there's bad things that happen, we can usually tell differences in groans for you. Do you have different laughs for good things?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'd like to get back to days of laughing. That's for sure.
Okay, give me a laugh of how you would sound on a first quarter touchdown pass.
I don't know if I got that one. It's too early in the morning.
Okay, that there it is. There it is. Okay,
you.
Devious. Yeah. I don't know if we do anything devious, and we got that laugh from Doug. All right, Doug, thank you for the time, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys.
The great Doug Deacon on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I think for Freddie, going into this game, I think there's so much pressure that's starting to build up for Browns fans right now. I think there's a ton. Like, now you got over Sunday, and I think we've told ourselves now over the last 72 hours that they're not going to be this bad. They're not going to be this bad.
I'd be stunned.
But you're not going to be this bad. You could still go out there and lose. And if you go out there and lose, I can't stop any of the conversation happening about why you lost or what the record would be. If you're 1-1, I think if right now, if you went out there and you won on Monday night, you'd feel like 3-1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.